Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of the Bailey Dose, breaking news and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great Easter weekend to everybody listening all around this great country. There are updates that we need to cover on the big story of the day, which is the attack on the Capitol building. And yes, there seems to have been only one lone attacker who is now dead. He has been identified. We will speak about him in a moment. First, the police officer who was killed, the Capitol police officer, was known as William Evans. The acting U.S. Capitol Police Chief, Yogananda Pittman, said, "It is with profound sadness that I share the news of the passing of Officer William Billy Evans this afternoon. From injuries he sustained following an attack at the North Barricade by a lone assailant. Officer Evans had been a member of the United States Capitol Police for 18 years. Officer Sicknick actually was honored lying in state at the Capitol building. And I would imagine that the same or suitable honors will befall the late William Evans, who was killed in this attack. And it's not clear whether he was killed in gunfire by a knife attack or he was killed when the driver, whose name is Noah Green, ran over him. The New York Post is reporting, together with many other sources now, the driver who killed a U.S. Capitol cop before that driver was gunned down by police is a Nation of Islam devotee, 25 years old, from Indiana, according to reports and social media, his social media. Noah Green, who may have been living in Virginia, described himself as, quote, a follower of Farrakhan on his Facebook page, referring, of course, to Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. One of America's most outspoken racists and racial hate monger against white people in general, Jewish people in particular. Green, writes the Post, had appeared to have come onto hard times from his Facebook page reviewed by the newspaper before his account was taken down. And again, this is a 25-year-old who sacrificed his life to attack the Capitol building. Does this say something about the ideology of Nation of Islam? He posted on his own website, "I was on the right track and everything I had planned was coming into existence. It required long hours, lots of studying and exercise to keep me balanced while experiencing an array of concerning symptoms along the path. I believe to be side effects of drugs I was intaking unknowingly." He wrote on March 17th, signing the message, "Brother Noah X." "However, the path has been thwarted, as Allah, God, has chosen me for other things. Throughout life, I have set goals, attained them, set higher ones, and then been required to sacrifice those things." He continued. At some point, we may get the idea of what exactly he was sacrificing for. And by the way, right now there's a lot of concern, and I think it's appropriate, about Americans who embrace conspiracy theories. Like crazy conspiracy theories. The Nation of Islam, which is very, very different from traditional Islam. Traditional Islam, of course, the Prophet Muhammad died in 632 of the Common Era. And so it's a religion that's been around for a long time, and it has a billion adherents. The Nation of Islam is a cult that believes in all sorts of things that have nothing to do with Islam. They believe that white people were created in a laboratory by an evil scientist in ancient Saudi Arabia at a time when all human beings were black. And that white people are all going to get wiped out, and there's going to be a giant flying saucer that comes down and removes the good people, the black people, before the earth is destroyed. And again, it's there in their newspapers, it's there in Farrakhan's speeches. The idea that this hate monger who inspired this attack, as is apparent from the website of the attacker, the late Noah Green, I think, honest to God, President Biden, one of the things he needs to do is to give a real reconsideration of the extent to which any mainstream Democrat who wants a place in a major American political party should have anything to do with the likes of Louis Farrakhan. No more palling around by Bill Clinton and people of that stature with this evil, outdated, and hateful figure on the American horizon. 1-800-955-1776. It is full moon, and speaking of conspiracy theories, we do have a Call of the Week classic. It's from July 2010, Conspiracy Callers on Conspiracy Day.
Conspiracy theories are merely a form of theater, like Rome used gladiators to keep the people distracted.
Yeah, I really believe that it's basically all a conspiracy, that pretty much we're just pawns, we're just in another being's game.
If you go to the internet, I have a proof of a conspiracy. It involves the New World Order conspiracy, and if you simply take out a $1 bill and turn it over on the back side, it's printed right there.
Give her a Google search, the Denver Airport conspiracy theory, and see George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., the Secret Society, the Freemasons.
What does this have to do with the Denver Airport?
Well, they have huge rooms built underneath the Denver Airport, ready to spray 85% of the population, you know, to basically genocide, you know, over half the earth.
I don't know about the thing about the Denver airport. I know that the United States funded the Nazis through the year 1944.
You can listen to Jesse Ventura, and he's a coot. There's no question about it, but he makes very good points from time to time.
Name one.
Like it's been proven, water has many sex hormones and psychedelic drugs in it right now. That's not a conspiracy. That's a reality. Viagra was found in the water systems.
If you Google the Bohemian Grove, they have a statue of an owl. If you turn to the front of the dollar bill, the little crescent portion of that dollar, look, and you gotta get a little magnifying glass, there is an owl in that little crescent. Google Earth, the White House, and then it's a big square, right? That's an owl.
Okay.
There's an owl there. What exactly do these things mean?
Yeah, the Queen of England's bought, you know, she's a Freemason, she bought land around the airport. Seems like the whole goal of the New World Order is to, you know, exterminate, you know, the current population. Google search it, Denver Airport conspiracy theory.
When you shake hands with another person, can you tell whether or not that person's a Mason or not?
I don't think so.
It feels like an ordinary handshake. But you take the finger beside your thumb, we'll call that the forefinger, and you press that hard into the other's palm, and then the thumb presses against the base joints of the second and third finger, and that's how you can tell whether that person is a Mason or not. I think I know a thing or two about the Masons.
The New World Order of Ten Commandments, and it's the strangest thing. Some of the laws are kind of like, whatever, I'll give you a few of them, which are really strange. You know.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's actually a case involving anti-Masonic fanaticism, which we'll cover coming up, plus controversy on the other side of the pond, and more on the Medved Show. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, an invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/Medved for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are real questions about conspiracy theories and their role in American life. Obviously, as a follower of the Nation of Islam, the killer today who is now deceased, and still don't know how exactly he died. But Noah Green, the killer, was a believer in conspiracy theories, and on a less serious note, because nobody died, there was still a great deal of destruction. A headline over in the Daily Beast got my attention. It says, "Flat Earther Busted in Freemason Arson Spree. A 42-year-old Ben Coleman has been charged over one blaze and tied to two more. He's not the first flat earther implicated in fires at Masonic lodges. By the way, if you're a flat earther, if you really do believe the earth is flat, it's like a pancake or an old vinyl record, it's a disc. If you believe that and you want to try to make the case for it, it's a full moon out there, 1-800-955-1776. Less than an hour after three Masonic lodges burned in Vancouver, Canada, a suspect appeared to take credit for the blazes. I just cleaned three satanic clubhouses and nobody could do anything, Ben Coleman posted on Facebook. This was on Tuesday morning this week. Coleman, 42, has been charged with arson in one of the three blazes and is expected to face similar charges in the attacks on the other two buildings. And although the police in Vancouver have not announced a motive in the arsons, Coleman's Facebook page contains anti-Freemason attacks that he shared from conspiracy pages, particularly pages about flat earth theory. I'm sorry, flat earth theory is really giving the belief in a flat earth too much dignity. The incident won't be the first in recent years that a flat earther attempted to burn down a Masonic lodge. An Australian flat earth convention went off the rails in 2018 when an organizer was accused of the same crime. Now I'm reading from Daily Beast, right? They say flat earthers believe wrongly that the planet is shaped like a disc. Do you really need to put in the word wrongly? I guess they want to make sure people aren't misled. Flat earthers believe wrongly that the planet is shaped like a disc and that malevolent figures are trying to trick people into believing they live on a globe. But the conspiracy movement has not reached a consensus about who exactly is behind the nefarious plot. While some flat earthers blame the government or invoke anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, others falsely accuse the Freemasons, a fraternal society, of concealing the Earth's true shape. The Nazis were great believers that the Masons were all secretly Jewish, which is not true. There have been Jewish Masons. I know some of them. Some of them are members of my family, my extended family. And by the way, the Masons are just lovely, public-spirited people. They build hospitals. They help orphans. They help feed the hungry. They help take care of people. It is a charitable public service fraternal order. Mark Sargent, a prominent flat earther. Can you believe that there is a prominent flat earther who does not advocate arson, told the Daily Beast that Freemasons had attracted some flat earthers' attention because the group had the reputation of being a secret society while still maintaining a public presence. Coleman, he's the guy who set the fires. Coleman's Facebooks contain multiple recent attacks on Freemasons, including a post from Flat Earth meme page that falsely implied the small fraternal organization actually controlled the world's large tech companies, or that they were involved in plots to harm people with vaccinations. He also repeatedly promoted a large Flat Earth Facebook group and is Facebook friends with Mark Parhar, a prominent Canadian flat earther. Okay, what is going on? How can it be that there are people who are at least intelligent enough to use the internet, to dial things in, to post things on their websites, to communicate with each other, to read and write? How can it be that there are people who are able to read and write who actually believe the earth is flat? I mean, this, We're past that, aren't we? We should be. See, here is the thing that I think we need to understand about conspiracy theories and the urge to purvey them and the urge to believe in them. And they really can ruin an individual's life. Look at what just happened to this killer in Washington, D.C., Noah Green. What conspiracy theories do is they try to offer explanations for the inexplicable. In other words, one of the things about our society, and it's why there are, frankly, more conspiracy theories floating around out there than ever before in human history, partially because we have the technology to spread them, hence on the internet, but also because we have the technology to sort of take away that basic knowledge that life is not always good and it's normal. So that if something happens that's inexplicable, I was just reading about Henry Clay, because I'm writing something about Henry Clay, great American statesman of the early part of the 19th century. He had 11 kids, and all of them died young. They all died young. He had one son, Henry Clay Jr., who was killed at the Battle of Buena Vista in the Mexican War. And the point is that once upon a time, there's no evidence that Henry Clay ever sued any doctors for malpractice or said, why is this being done to me? I think people understood that life had tragedy built into it. Today we have a situation where if things don't go right, if something goes terribly wrong, say a gigantic pandemic, then, oh yes, it's a conspiracy, it was started in a lab, or it's being hyped up and over-exaggerated because people want to bring Trump down, or what have you. There are conspiracy theories all about it. Do you know, I've gone back and looked. We had the Spanish flu pandemic in 1918-1919 that killed a much higher percentage of Americans. 650,000 minimum died. And that was at a time when the nation was a third as large as it is today. But I didn't hear anyone, and there's no evidence of anyone trying to blame it on a conspiracy. We had presidential assassinations, all of which were basically done by the same guy, a lone nut, depressive, crazed lunatic. But the idea of a conspiracy involving the shooting of Garfield and McKinley, no one went to that. Or the attempted shooting of Theodore Roosevelt in 1912. So they've shot a movie of King Kong versus Godzilla. We will be getting to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
This is the most dangerous creature that ever walked the earth.
Michael MedVet.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 3 months after a Capitol breach that prompted new security measures, a car at a northern checkpoint has left one officer and the suspect dead. Another officer is wounded, Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman said a vehicle hit a barricade on the perimeter of the Capitol and rammed his car into two officers. She said he got out of the car holding a knife, and officers opened fire.
We do not have the suspect on file with U.S. Capitol Police, so there's no indication at this time that there's any nexus to any member of Congress.
A Capitol lockdown was lifted after 2 hours. The attack was in an area where a security fence had just been lifted. The suspect is identified as 25-year-old Noah Green from Indiana. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833.
Michael Medved show, you remember that one of the big items that Elizabeth Warren based her presidential campaign on was the idea of forgiving student loan debt, forgiving up to $50,000 of student loan debt, which is remarkable. I mean, basically getting taxpayers, getting you and me and other people who pay our taxes, try to give the government what's due, and then using that to pay off the student loan debt of people who've actually benefited from a college education that somebody else has paid for. And here's what Elizabeth Warren had to say about this position she's still campaigning for. And by the way, this is one area where everybody ought to support Joe Biden, because at least so far, in that town hall meeting he did on CNN, for instance, with Anderson Cooper, he was clearly opposed to it, and for the right reasons. But here is Senator Warren from Massachusetts. Listen.
I hear from folks who say, but I don't have student loan debt. Why should I care about this? And the answer is, you should care. Because for every young person who's not starting a business, for every young person who's not buying a home, that's holding back the economy, and that affects every single one of us. So, if you've got student loan debt, you love this plan. President Biden can cancel $50,000 worth of student loan debt. But if you don't have student loan debt, you love this plan. Because this is about lifting up everyone, about closing racial wealth gaps, and about creating more opportunity for the entire economy.
Okay, it's ridiculous. This is about lifting people up. What's about lifting people up is if they pursue an education, if they're qualified, and they make progress in their own life. It's not handing them money. You don't lift people up by giving them money. You lift people up by giving them opportunity. And right now, there are generous college scholarships. There are generous loans that people can get on very advantageous terms. And the idea that there are people who are finding it onerous to actually pay off money that they borrowed. Look, I think you can make a case for doing what the Republican governor of Tennessee had done. This is like 10 years ago. Bill Haslam, who was then the governor of Tennessee, pushed forward a program where people who wanted to go to community college, right, which is not expensive normally, but if you graduated from high school and you wanted to go to community college, and then usually after you complete community college, do 2 years there, you can transfer to a four-year university, that people who wanted a community college education could get one free. Okay. Underwriting that kind of expense is very different from simply forgiving the debt that people have paid to very expensive colleges and universities. There are now colleges and universities where when you talk about the room and board as well, which still has to be paid, you're talking about $75,000 a year. And the idea that that should be simply forgiven, oh, here you go, is outrageous. The student loan interest rate for undergraduates taking out new federal student loans has dropped to below 3%. It's at 2.75% for the 2021 year. That's a pretty good deal, right? It's down from 4.53% last year. That according to U.S. News. Look, Joe Biden spoke about how many members of his family, how his children, because he is not a personally wealthy man. He spent all his life in the U.S. Senate. Actually, he made the most money of his life based on his books after he left the vice presidency. But he has spoken about how much it costs for his kids to go to very top colleges they got into. And they paid off their debts, or they're paying off their debts. And the honor that the idea that you're going to help people succeed by cheating the government, basically, by not paying off loans you have agreed to pay, is really one of the worst ideas in our political arena. And there's also this story. Police officer guilty of belonging to a banned neo-Nazi terror group. And this is from Britain. A 22-year-old officer named Benjamin Hannam became the first British police officer to be convicted of belonging to a terror group. The terror group that he belonged to was called NA, the National Alliance. I'm sorry, it's called National Action, NA. The 22-year-old was found guilty yesterday at Old Bailey in London of membership in the terror group National Action. And by the way, they're full Nazis. You should see the way they showed this in court. First of all, they showed this police officer engaged in painting Nazi graffiti all over the place. The idea that that group, National Action, was banned in Britain in December 2016. Hannam was also convicted of lying on his application and vetting forms to get his job as a police officer, and of having terrorism material detailing knife combat and making explosive devices. A ban on reporting the case was lifted after Hannam admitted possessing an indecent image of a child. That was supposed to be the subject of a separate trial. Charming guy, 22 years old. The Metropolitan Police insisted Hannam would never have been able to join the force had it known of his interest in the extreme right wing and his previous membership of National Action. However, the case has put the Mets' vetting processes and the extent to which the force has kept pace with the evolution of the far right under spotlight. The force states online it won't accept applications from anyone who is or has been a member of the BNP, that's the British National Party, or similar organizations. The interesting thing about this National Action is their main guy is not Hitler, it's Rudolf Hess. Rudolf Hess is a guy who at one point was considered number two to Hitler in the Third Reich. He was full-out Nazi. But he made a mysterious flight to Britain and spent most of the war in prison in Britain. People think that Rudolf Hess made this fight to try to get Britain as a great Aryan nation to join with the Reich in the war. Who knows? But the idea that at this point the education is so lacking in what Nazism, leave aside what Nazism did to Poland, what Nazism did to Russia, what Nazism did to France and to Netherlands and to Belgium and to Norway and to the Jewish people. Look what the Nazis did to Germany. I mean, completely devastated during a war that didn't need to happen. Now, when you talk about devastating warfare, it gets pretty bad when monsters who are, I think in this iteration, they're about 100 feet high. And they're pretty detailed and convincing. This is actually the fourth film in what's called the Monsterverse series. There was first Godzilla, then there was Kong, Skull Island, and then there was Godzilla, King of the Monsters. And now the inevitable grudge match that everybody has been waiting for. Who do you think wins? Don't worry, I won't tell you. But I will tell you whether it's worth seeing the new film on HBO Max. It is called Godzilla vs. Kong. Plus a fairly lighthearted and very positive Christian film called A Week Away, about a bad kid who's changed by a nice summer camp. That and Operation Varsity Blues, all coming up on The MedVed Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund manager. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kinger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And wishing everybody a wonderful holiday weekend with the Easter holiday coming up for that American majority that is Christian and identifies as Christian, and for all the other people who love the Easter holiday. And then for those of us in the Jewish community, we have the last 2 days of the 8-day Passover festival. And yes, it's been 8 days of eating only unleavened bread, matzah, which is delicious but can get a little bit boring after 8 days. The last 2 days are also a full holiday, and that's starting tonight and running through Sunday night. So that and the beginning of baseball season, of course, makes this a very special weekend. And a weekend where some people may want to check out some movies from Hollyweird. More intriguing offers on available in movie theaters right now and also streaming on Netflix is a film called A Week Away. And it's a faith-based film, but unlike a lot of faith-based films, there's nothing amateurish about it. It's very slick. It's well-produced. It is a musical. It's singing and dancing, and it stars a couple, both of whom are very good, and they're very young, 20 and 21, or 20 and 25, I think. They're playing high school kids. But a couple is Kevin Quinn and Bailey Madison. And Kevin Quinn is something of a delinquent. He's grown up in foster homes. He's gotten in trouble with the cops. And then he has a choice. He can choose either going to juvenile hall or to summer camp. What kind of summer camp? He finds out. Listen.
You didn't tell me this was church camp.
It's going to be great.
Nope.
Come on.
I'm Avery.
Nice to meet you. What's your story?
Way out of your league, trust me.
Your dad owns the place. If I'm going to fit in here, I have to be something I'm not.
Well, this will be fine. Good luck, Will. You're going to need it.
Okay, once you hear the setup, and you get the setup in about the first 5 minutes, it's you can write the whole script yourself. It's very, very obvious what's going to happen. The musical numbers are all pretty banal. But they're energetic. These people seem to be enjoying themselves. They're dancing and singing, and it's actually almost every shot is at sunset or sunrise. It's a very pretty film about this Christian camp in Tennessee, and it's wholesome. It's also, by the way, wholesome on racial issues. The two of the main figures are a black camper and his mom, who is wonderful, and they're very well portrayed. Jabril Cook plays the young black camper named George. In any event, the film is likable. Corny? Absolutely. Suitable for young audiences? Absolutely. It's TV PG. And they do have a moving rendition of an old Christian hit called My God is an Awesome God. May not be an awesome movie, but it deserves 2.5 stars. And most people who watch it and stay with it will come out feeling at least a little bit cheered up. Now, there's nothing that's supposed to be cheerful with the big movie of this weekend's release. It's called Godzilla vs. Kong. And they've started this entire MonsterVerse series, bringing back King Kong in that Skull Island movie, which was by far the best of the four of them. But this one, basically, the plot is King Kong, who was a savior to humanity in the last film, has turned mean. And the only way to stop him is by bringing Kong from Skull Island. Listen.
And we don't know why.
There is something provoking in that we're not seeing here.
I'm of the same opinion.
We need Kong. The world needs him. Stop what's coming.
Okay, you can't stop what's coming because it's relentless. Look, the special effects are the best ever in any of these films. And you see Kong's fingernails. You see the hair on his body. In fact, in the very opening scene in the movie, you see him scratching his rear end as he wakes up from a refreshing sleep. And in this film, he has a very deep relationship with a little girl who is deaf, who teaches him sign language. And that's kind of a development. The ultimate fight with Godzilla, which has something to do with a journey into the hollow center of the Earth. Yeah, the flat earthers will be pleased to see that this film says that there's this hollow lost world in the center of the Earth. The human characters are awful and very hard to follow. There's only one adequate performance in the movie, and that's a performance by a comedic star, Brian Tyree Henry, who plays a crazy podcaster who podcasts about monsters, and he's fairly amusing. The battle scenes keep you watching, though you sort of miss all the sights of the people running in terror, and the destructive force of their monster battles is pretty much under control. I don't think this will be too deeply scary for people. It is rated PG-13 for all of the action. Who wins between Kong and Godzilla? Well, that is for you to find out. No spoilers here. 2 stars for Godzilla versus Kong, which features 2 very large stars. And that brings us to Operation Varsity Blues, which is a most unusual movie. And it features Matthew Modine playing Rick Singer. But here's the catch. The film is kind of half a documentary because it uses a lot of interviews with people who are really part of that college scam where people paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to cheat their way into elite schools. And Rick Singer was at the center of that. And the FBI was tapping his phone for years, literally. And all of his dialogue in this movie, as played by Matthew Modine, is based on the actual transcript of those wiretaps. And it's fascinating to watch and listen to. Listen.
An FBI
investigation called Operation Varsity Blues.
USC, UCLA,
and Rick Singer.
The mastermind behind the entire operation.
We help the wealthiest families in the U.S. get their kids into school.
There aren't many federal cases where you have 50 people indicted for a crime. It truly is amazing what people will say on the phone when they don't know the feds are listening.
It is amazing. And what is amazing is the arrogance, the pampered nature, the gullibility, and really flat-out stupidity of some of these very, very wealthy people, most of whom are in the L.A. area, who are taken in by this swindler who is, on their behalf, ready to swindle Stanford and USC, or the two most prominent victims featured in this film. It's compelling to watch, and a fascinating portrait of human corruption and how a master manipulator can get otherwise smart people to do his will. 3 stars, it's rated R entirely because of some harsh language. And you can understand why some of the people who are caught up in this thing and went to jail might in fact be using some harsh language. Coming on Monday, Andrew Sullivan, one of the most interesting and unpredictable commentators, writes about religion and the decline of democracy. And no, democracy and politics cannot be a substitute for religion. Why not? Well, we'll talk to Andrew Sullivan about that on Monday. There's also a big piece that says Trump's presidency is over, so are many relationships. Joe Biden wants the country to heal from political divisions, but some people say they're not ready to reconnect with estranged family members and friends. Is that really a factor in this country? And from CNN, they're just releasing that the suspect in the killings in Washington, D.C., the terrorist attacker, Noah Green, had posted fears of the CIA and the FBI. More to come about the nature of his crime, his insanity, and other dangers that continue to confront the United States with all of our blessings. And may we, through our love of country and firmness in that resolve, continue to enjoy the blessings of living in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.